Hey, besties. My name's Lisa.
And my name's Tamara, and we're BFFs.
Tamara and I met when we were about 12 years old, growing up in good old Fairbanks, Alaska.
And we've been best friends forever since.
That's right. And that's why we've decided to have some fun, friendly conversations with the bestest of best friends.
We'll talk about how we became best friends, our experiences together, and have other best friends on the show to share how they met.
Who knows? You never know when you'll meet your next BFF.
Now let's get into it, how I met my BFF.
Welcome to another episode of How I Met My BFF. I am here with Tamara, but she does not have a voice. So she's actually here, but you will not be able to hear her. But she's here giving us her energy today. So I'm going to do a share for her. Her share, what's been going on, and I know it's been going on longer than a week. She has been sick. And it's one of those just, you know, those determined colds that keeps shifting and moving. And so today it has taken her voice. And she's getting it taken care of. She's got some healing, I know. And so we're just going to send her some energy, send her some nice healing vibes so that she gets her voice back, gets her all her immune system back and strengthened. And my update has nothing to do with being sick. Yay for me. And that's okay. Let's see. But I have some good news. I don't usually talk about this on the podcast, but I have a community called the International Speaker Network. And I think I was thinking about it because one of our guests is from our International Speaker Network community. And we have been growing like hotcakes this year. And we are already at over 140 members, which is right in line with some of our goals of building this strength and strengthening this community. So it's kind of exciting. It's a community for speakers. It's a community for people like entrepreneurs who want to use speaking as their marketing strategy because it's fun and fulfilling. So that's kind of a little update for me. But I really want to get into the story of our guest today. So I'm going to welcome Lana and Lisa to the show. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're excited.
So, yes. I know this is probably a topic you don't get to talk about publicly, right? And so before we dive into your relationship, Lana, would you just give us a quick, like, who are you? What are you all about?
Thank you so much, Lisa. And I'm part of the organization. That's how we know each other. I am a published author. I have 44 published titles. I'm a ghostwriter. I've been in the publishing industry for 30 years. And so that's my life. I live in a book world, but it's a real world, not pretend.
I love it. What's the name of your company?
I just use my own name, Lana McCara.
Lana McCara. I like it. Okay. All right. All right, Miss Lisa, tell us a little bit about you. Lisa and Lisa.
Yes, that's kind of fun. I have been an entrepreneur business coach for 25 plus years. And I also am a book coach and I have 32 books. So I'm behind Lana, but we're going to catch up.
So. Wow. You know, it's so funny because I just got my seventh book, I think, in the mail that I'm in. And I thought that was a lot, but now I feel like a little baby. Here we go. This is so exciting. This is great. This is great. It's all about books. And Tamara loves books too. So I used to, one of the biggest things we did as children is go to the library. I grew up in Fairbanks, Alaska. And even when I go back as an adult and I visit, I always want to go visit the library. And I have family members who work there. And it's just a beautiful place. And we would just stack up as many. I remember, you know, how many can I check out? That's how many I want to get. So I love books too. All right. Lana, will you just give me a quick, like, how did you actually meet Lisa? It's interesting because you guys are in the same industry. How did you guys meet?
It's really interesting because we were in a mastermind together, and it was her last day and my first day. So I joined this mastermind. It was one of those things, you know, I got this email and I looked it over. I don't usually join stuff. I join a couple things, but not everything. And especially a mastermind, you know, hundreds of dollars a month. But this, I felt like I need to do this, you know, just this feeling. And so I went in and I joined. And so the first day, first meeting, you know, I'm the new kid on the block and I'm just sitting there looking around like, who's here? You know, I think there was like 12 or 14 people there. There's the mastermind's bigger, but that's how many people were in the Zoom call. And I didn't know anyone at all except for the leader. And so I just was kind of observing, which is what I do when I first go in a room. And I didn't think much of it. But then Lisa, I can't remember, Lisa, if it was you chatted me on Zoom or if you emailed me to have a call, you know, to talk on the phone. So that's how it all started.
Wow. And so, Lisa, give us your version. Give us your version.
It's a little bit different. Well, the thing that's similar is I joined that group just impulsively. I don't typically join mastermind groups like that, but I just felt like I should be there. And it was my last day, so I was going to milk it with going, okay, there's some quality people here. Who should I connect with? Who would be good? And so there was two people that hit my list, and Lana, she did speak up, and she was very assertive, and she was a go-getter, and I'm like, okay, she is on my list. And so the first lady I met with, it didn't go so well, but when we got on the phone and we started finding out that we both have a ton of kids and a ton of books, and yeah, I have 8, she has 7, so it's not very often you find somebody who has many children as we do, and we had the same attitude about it, is our life is not only our children. Oh, children are important, but writing's more.
Wow. And Tamara has 5 kids. I have one. You know, she and I met when we were like 12 years old. And I remember her, I don't remember what age, but I mean, she was always like, yeah, I'm going to have lots of kids. I was like, no. I was not. So we definitely lived up to what we imagined was going to happen.
I thought I would have maybe one if I was like, I didn't even think I was going to get married, but turns out that was wrong.
Well, I guess that's good. Wow. I love it. And having both of you having your own businesses while raising kids is not an easy feat, although maybe it allowed for more flexibility. Maybe, I'm not sure if that was the case for either of you.
Well, it drove my business because I wanted to be home with the babies. You know, I wanted to be the one to raise them. I didn't, you know, so I felt about that, but I couldn't wait to send them to school either. So, you
right.
know, there was that. So I was looking for something where I could be home. And it really, that's how I developed my business and became an entrepreneur, was out of the want to be there for my kids.
How was that for you, Lana?
I was homeschooling my children. So they didn't go to school. We were living overseas in the Caribbean. There were no good schools. So it wasn't about that as much as it was an escape. I had a house full of kids, 6 boys, 1 girl. It was pandemonium from about 7 in the morning until they dropped off at 9 o'clock that night. And I would get up and write from 5 to 7 in the morning so that I had some quiet time for me. And that's how I wrote my first 20 or so titles. Then we came back to the States and they grew up and, you know, the life changed at that point. But I had given up on writing when I got a divorce. And then I found someone who wanted ghostwriters and I started ghostwriting. And so that put me back in the writing world. I could not be happier, you know, to be back in my own space, my desk and all that. So it was a little different for me with the kids than having to raise the kids, you know, and earn a living. At that point, I was married and I didn't have to earn a living.
Wow.
Later I did.
Yeah. Lots of transitions, right? Like it's still different transitions for that. And where do you live now, Lana?
I live in Florida.
Okay. And Lisa, where are you?
Arizona.
And I'm in California and Tamara's in Montana. So there we go. We got 4 of the states. We're pretty spread out. Not too, Arizona and California kind of close to each other, but fairly spread out. So Lana, how did it go from this is a really neat person that I met and connected with to more of a best friend status?
Wow, there was a lot of squealing in that first call. It's like, I have 7 kids. What? I have 8. No.
Wow. Yeah.
All of that. Yeah. So it was just so much. There was so much synchronicity. It was incredible. And our marriages were a lot the same, and backgrounds were very traditional. And just we had a lot in common. And once, I think once I realized that I could tell Lisa pretty much anything, she'd get it. She'd totally get it because we've been in the same place, in the same stress, in the same, dilemmas and situations. And now working with book clients, whether, ghostwriting or book coaching, whatever, but we're still working with book clients and dealing with publishers and book marketing and all those things. So it was just like a series of conversations where we just developed the understanding and the trust and the respect, for each other and in where we are in our career. And then, Lisa, I don't remember who it was that had the idea to start an author collaboration. Was it your idea?
That was my idea.
Yeah. An author collaboration group to cross promote. And so that put us in the same space together, which was really fabulous. But it had a little downside. Lisa, I'll let you tell that.
Our group that we put together, if one of us wasn't there, we weren't getting benefit. The benefit came from us talking to each other and working and processing. And it was like, we were a lot more ahead of everybody else, and we've been more mature, and we've had a lot more knocks, and so we understood the market better than everybody else.
Wow. Yeah, I could see where that would, you got to be in that same lane as people, right? When you're moving forward. Lisa, for you, how did you start to realize, okay, this is more of a best friend relationship?
Well, the time that I realized it was reciprocal was when she signed us up for this podcast. I was like, she's her best friend. I've been telling my children it for quite a while. I was like, hey, I actually have somebody who's in writing, publishes many books, has a bazillion kids, has the exes. And, it's just, so I saw her as a very close friend pretty fast.
Yeah.
And somebody that I could laugh with. I mean, the fact that we can laugh was so amazing from the first call on.
We've met other people who become best friends, even like during the pandemic or through Zoom. And it's funny because I'll have people tell me, oh, I like speaking in person because of the energy. And I get that. I understand that being in a physical room with physical bodies and such like that. But I got to tell you, you can really tell someone's energy from that Zoom call even, right? You can feel it. You can sense it. Like your intuition kicks in. And I like what you said, Lisa, like there's two people I want to connect on this call. And you followed your gut and one 50-50 chance. And one of them you got right. So there you go.
And I had no idea. No idea. I mean, yesterday we talked on the phone so much. I put 13,000 steps. I woke up so sore this morning.
You were talking, walking while you're on the phone.
I was pacing the neighborhood. Then I started raking the yard, getting all the debris off because we were talking for so long.
That's a good idea. I usually am sitting still, so I should. I think I'm gonna steal that one. I think I've like 17 steps today or something. No, actually, I did work out. I worked out, so that counts as something. Okay, very cool. Lana, what would you say you really, really love and appreciate about Lisa?
She's always upbeat, even when things are going terrible. She'll call me and she'll say, I had 3 disasters this week, and then laugh. And of course I have to laugh with her. I mean, I gotta cry with her, I mean, she's laughing, I'm laughing. So, it's just that there's always like a positive and there's always upliftment, even when we have struggles. I've had struggles too. Of course, we all do. but yet we can encourage one another. And sometimes she will call me and say, I just called you because I want to laugh for a minute. I need a laugh right now. And of course I do too. And whenever I get off the phone, I always feel this swell of energy. It's an uplift of energy when we're done talking, which I think is absolutely amazing. That is a gift to feel that way when you're done with the conversation.
Agreed. How about you, Lisa? What do you love and appreciate about Lana?
All the things she said, but I also love the fact that she's wise and that she can help me with my problems. And it's reciprocal because I've been always the person that people come to, but it's very rare to have somebody give you help with answers. And the other day she gave me a phenomenal answer that just let me to be at a higher level and a higher vibration. And it's so nice to one, not only be seen, heard, and able to, you know, spill some dark stuff because sometimes it's too much for other people, but then to get up insights and lifting and an answer to going, oh, that's how I can handle this. It just really is. I'm deeply grateful to have that in my life.
That's such a strong trait, right? Like we can take that for granted sometimes when we have people in our lives like that. And then if you think, gosh, wow, what would it be like if I didn't have a person who I could trust, a person who I could lean on, or a person I could laugh with or cry with or whatever? What a lonely world. That would not be good. I hope everybody has someone, at least one person that they could, you know, have that kind of relationship with. That's part of why we have our show. It's like, we realize that, well, A, we've both been divorced as well. And I'm now remarried, but we've gone through lots of challenges in our life and supporting each other. Luckily, usually the challenges aren't always at the same time, which is, you know, so the other person can uplift the other person. But if Tamara wasn't in my life, oh my gosh, I don't know what I would do. Like, just be, it'd be a lot harder. Yeah. So I know you can't talk, so I can just talk about how great you are right now and you can't say anything. Now I know you're both in publishing or, you know, writing book, the book world. Is there, I think you have a couple of gifts for our listeners, our best, what we call our besties today. Lana, do you want to share a little bit about what gift you want to offer?
Sure. Thank you so much, Lisa. I have a free video and ebook download. It's called Your Novel Notebook, and it's to keep all of the bits of information organized when you're writing a novel. I find that's one of the biggest challenges, keeping all the information in one easy to locate place. So just go to lanamacara.com and you can pick it up there.
Do you want to spell your name out just for the...
Just oh, yes, for audio. lanamcara.com.
So it's kind of like for someone who, I'm just guessing here, this would be like someone's thinking, I want to write a novel. How should I start? What should I do? And then this gives them a little bit of a guide towards starting to hold your stuff in the same spot. Is that who you're looking, who this would be good for?
It would be to keep a list of your characters, what they look like, keep a list of the settings, where what they are like, and those details that can get away from you. When you get to chapter 5, was his eyes brown or blue? I can't remember. that kind of thing.
Wow, that's so cool. See, even what you just shared, I don't write novels. So even at what you just shared is like, oh, I wouldn't have thought that I needed that. So that's a great tip for somebody who's wanting to write a novel. I know Tamara's talked about writing some kind of a memoir. She's got lots of colorful stories that she could draw from. And people have told her they should make a movie out of her life and things like that. So maybe she'll want to get that. We'll see. Or some bestie on the show who's listening will think, always been wanting to write my novel, or I need help writing my novel, which Lana can help with. All right, Lisa, what about you? What free gift do you want to offer?
I have an ebook also. It's called The 7 Myths Keeping You From Writing Your Book. Ah, yeah. And so it's about 26 pages with a full of the myths that I, because I've helped thousands of writers at this point with their writing, and it has exercises in there to shift you out of the, however you're being blocked, to moving into flow and having the words just come onto the page.
I love that.
And you can get that at castledreamswriting.com.
Castledreamswriting.com.
Yeah, you gotta come to the castle to write your book.
I love that. I know when I wrote my first book, I'm definitely more a nonfiction writer for sure. I always often say I'm a speaker. I'm a teacher disguised as a speaker, because I really just love to teach people stuff. And so any of my books, usually there's lessons like fill this out, or here's the worksheet, or here's how you can do XYZ. Stories, I'm not so great at that. I'm okay. I'm okay, but it's going to be a very short story. So that's not my strong suit. Now, since you guys are not together in the same physical area, what would you do if you happened to be in the same place today?
The funny thing is, we've never met in person. And we are going to be meeting in person next week. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be staying up late and talking and laughing and laughing and laughing. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
Wait, where are you going to be? What's
She's coming to Phoenix. So we're going to go up there, and we're going to some conference, and neither one of us can remember what, because that wasn't the point.
It was like, you want to meet at this conference so we can hang out? Yes. What's it called? Doesn't matter. Let's go. Okay.
I was like, we're going to make it a value no matter what it is. Let's not worry about that part.
Oh, how fun. Now, Lana, have you been to Phoenix before?
Yes, I used to live an hour out of Phoenix, and I did not know Lisa then. And I moved to Florida about 2 years ago. Then I met Lisa, and I'm just going, oh, shoot, I should have met her before, you know.
Oh, man.
So I saw this event in Phoenix, and I said, I'm going to go to that. And I called her up and said, I'm coming to Phoenix. And she's like, where?
Oh,
so we're meeting there.
Fun.
Yeah.
Are you staying at a hotel? Is it like a several day kind of a thing? Okay, cool.
A weekend. Yeah, we're staying at a hotel.
Yeah, we're going to do a mastermind together and, you know, just infuse with the spring energy. We're like, we're going to bring that to our businesses. And
yeah.
Wow. What great timing that we get to meet you right before you get to meet in person. I love that. Well, I will say, thank you so much for being on our show. And honestly, you never know when you're going to meet your next best friend. It could be on a Zoom call. You could be going to a conference. You could be at the daycare with 7 kids. Like, you could be, might be another mom that's in your future. Thank you. And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Hey, bestie. Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button to get notified of new episodes, and check out cool bestie gift ideas at howimetmybff.com.
That's right. And also, leave us a review. Those reviews help us out a lot and are one of the best ways to support us.
Yes. And if you have a fun story about how you met your BFF, send us an email at info@howimetmybff.com. We would love to hear about it.
Definitely. And hey, maybe we'll have you on our next episode.
That would be awesome. Until next time.
Love ya, BFFs.